prepared for your digital afterlife? It seems that thanks to the digital age we live in, now you really can live forever, so to speak. But that's not necessarily a good thing. On the line with me is attorney Hillel L. Presser. His firm, the Presser Law Firm, represents individuals and businesses in establishing comprehensive asset protection plans. And I'm very happy to welcome attorney Hillel Presser to Good Morning Hudson Valley. And by the way, we should mention he is the author of a book called Financial Self-Defense. And attorney Presser, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. So, as we say, thanks to the digital age, we can now, in some cases, live forever, but maybe that's not such a good thing.
Yeah, you know, our law firm helps clients really in two areas. You know, we help our clients protect any asset they have from any financial threat. So, you know, people work their whole life to gain money so they can retire, pass it on to their kids, donate it, etc. But one lawsuit, one car accident, one slip and fall can take everything away. So you have to protect yourself. Also, we help our clients get their assets where they want them to go when they pass away. And probably one of the biggest assets that people forget about is their digital media. You know, people know about the cars, the boats, the planes, the money in the bank, but they fail to recognize that their digital media is an asset. You know, they have online photo books, online music accounts, social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, domain names, phone numbers, email addresses, and they could all be worth a fortune.
Now, the problem, I guess, is that if a person passes on, it might be difficult for survivors to take care of that or access the accounts.
Yeah, well, you know how hard it is, you know, if you forget your password or security question, trying to get your login and password. So you can only imagine how hard and time-consuming and expensive it would be for someone that's not even you. Further, a lot of these social medias in their privacy regulations and rules state that you can't pass on your account, so they'll never give them the information. So you really need to inventory everything you have, your passwords, all the digital media that you have, and maybe give a list to a trusted advisor, whether it's an attorney, a CPA, and then maybe even leave in the will, you know, who you want to leave these digital assets to and where they can find the information regarding them. You never want to put too much information in the will, only because it could become public record.
We're talking with attorney Hillel Presser. His firm represents individuals and businesses in establishing comprehensive asset protection plans. So what should you do as far as, I mean, is it a good idea to, as you say, maybe not include too much information, but designate who is to basically carry on for you in the digital sense?
Definitely. You know, I'll kind of break that question into two parts. You know, the first thing you need to do is educate yourself so you can become an educated client regarding digital media. And as a special courtesy for any of your listeners, if they go to our website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, if they fill out the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, I'll send them a free copy of our new book. After they've educated themselves, they need to inventory what they have. You know, people have so much more than what they think they have. So you need to make a long list of every single asset you have, including the digital media. You know, once you've educated yourself and once you've taken inventory to what you have, only then can you think about what to do. And, you know, two options are, number one, you know, there's a lot of services out there that you can actually sign up for that help distribute, you know, your logins, your usernames, your passwords, you know, after you pass away. And I think we'll see more and more companies similar to that, you know, as time goes on. You know, it's still a new area, so, you know, things are popping up slowly. You know, a second thing you can do is appoint what I call a digital executor or trusted advisor. And essentially, this is just someone, you know, that you trust to hold all of your username, passwords, etc., and give them to the right person when you pass away. And, you know, there's two reasons you really want to do this. Number one is all those digital media might be assets. So, for example, if you passed away and left a business to a friend friend or a child and they want to sell it, well, if you don't have the Facebook and social media accounts that go along with it, with the tens of thousands of fans you've built up over 20, 30 years, that could significantly decrease, you know, the price when selling the business. On the other hand, you know, in this digital economy, so many people have their accounts set up to ping them every month for their cell phone bill, their electric, their water, their mortgage, and if somebody doesn't have the information to get in there and turn that off, you know, it's going to drain your account.
And potentially until there's nothing left, I would assume.
Exactly. Could even create fees, because once there's nothing left, they start charging you for insufficient funds.
This is quite an interesting turn, you know, as we get further and further into the electronic age and the digital age, all these little things come up, and while social media and Twitter and Facebook are very nice, I guess, like anything else, you really have to plan ahead. You have this book, Financial Self-Defense. Is that available on your website as well?
Yeah, if they go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Just fill out the contact us form. As long as they tell us they heard about us on your show, I'll send them a free copy of Financial Self-Defense, how to protect everything you own from everyone every time.
And of course, our show is Good Morning Hudson Valley, and we thank Attorney Hillel Presser for joining us this morning. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.